ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So reading from Canto 6, Chapter 12, Chapter entitled Vritrasura's Glorious Death, Text number 20. Bhavan Atarshin Mayam Vai Vaishnavim Janamohinim Yadvihayasuram Bhavam Maha Purushatam Gataha Bhavanatarshin Mayam Vai Vaishnavim Janamohinim Yadvihayasuram Bhavam Maha Purushatam Gataha Bhavamatarshin Mayam Vai Vaishnavim Janamohinim Yadvihayasuram Bhavam Mahapurushatam Gataha Bhavanatarshin Mayam Vai Vaishnavim Janamohinim Yadvihayasuram Bhavam Mahapurushatam Gataha. Mataji's word to word meaning, Bhavan, your good self, Atarshit, has surmounted Mayam, the illusory energy, Vai, indeed, Vaishnavim, of Lord Vishnu, Janamohinim, which deludes the mass of people. Yet, since Vihaya, giving up, Asuram, of the demons, Bhavam, the mentality, Mahapurushatam, the position of an exalted devotee, Gataha, obtained. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhicharan Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, the key. Translation. You have surmounted the illusory energy of Lord Vishnu, and because of this liberation, you have given up the demoniac mentality and have attained the position of an exalted devotee. Purport. Lord Vishnu is the Mahapurusha. Therefore, one who becomes a Vaishnava attains the position of a Mahapaurushya. This position was attained by Maharaj Parikshit. It is said in the Padma Purana that the distinction between a demigod and a demon is that a demigod is a devotee of Lord Vishnu, whereas a demon is just the opposite. Vishnu Bhaktaha Smrito Daiva Asurastad Viparyayaha. Ritrasura was considered a demon, but actually he was more than qualified as a devotee or Mahapaurushya. If one somehow or other somehow becomes a devotee of the Supreme Lord, whatever his position, he can be brought to the position of a perfect person. This is possible if an unalloyed devotee tries to serve the Lord by delivering him in this way. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami says in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.18, Kirat Hunandri Pulind Pulkasha Abhir Shumbha Yavanak Sadeha Yanyacha Papa Yadapashraya Shraya Shudhyanti Tasmai Pravishnave Namaha. Kiratas, Hunas, Hunas, Andras, Pulindas, Pulkashas, Abhiras, Shumbhas, Yavanas, and the members of the Khasa races, and even others addicted to sinful acts, can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord. For He is the Supreme Power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto Him. Anyone can be purified if he takes shelter of a pure devotee and molds his character according to the pure devotee's direction. Then, even if one is a Kirat, Andhra, Pulind, or whatever, he can be purified and elevated to the position of a Mahapaurushya. Translation once again. You have surmounted the illusory energy of Lord Vishnu, and because of this liberation, you have given up the demoniac mentality and have attained the position of an exalted devotee. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Guru and Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagnarghunathanvitam Tamsajivam. Next. Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagnalalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasute Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashati Deshitarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratushe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Mancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Mukam Karoti Vajalam, Angum Langhayate Girim, Yat Kripadam Aham Vande, Shri Guru Dinatharanam. ഇതപാദപല്ലവയുഗം വിനിധായ കുംഭ ദ്വന്ദ്വേ പ്രണാമസമയേ സഗണാധിരാജ വിഘ്നാൻ വിഹന്തുമലമസ്യ ജഗത്രയസ്യ ഗോവിന്ദമാദിപുരുഷം തമഹം ഭജാമി. സോ ടുഡേ ഹിസ് ഹോളിനെസ് ജയപതാക സ്വാമി മഹാരാജ് വാസ് ഗോയിങ് ടു ഗിവ് ക്ലാസ് ആൻഡ് മെനി ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഹാവ് കം കീപ്പിംഗ് ഇൻ മൈൻഡ് ദാറ്റ് some devotees were even coming in the morning and checking the board to ensure that yes, Maharaj is giving. But I'm sorry to disappoint, to be sitting here as per the orders of Grace Asim Krishna Prabhu, that since Maharaj is not here, and so you give class, so I could not prepare much. Whatever is there, you please accept that. So more than ever today I was realizing that shloka by Prahlad Maharaj. Shri Prahlad Vacha Brahmadaya Surgana Munayota Siddha Satvaikatana Gatayo Vachasam Pravahai Naradhitum Purugunai Adhuna Pipipru Kimtoshtum Arhati Samehari Rugrajate. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling in this shloka that Brahma, Munis, Siddhas and perfected beings and great transcendentalists, aspiring transcendentalists, they, you know, in the best of their prayers are not able to satisfy you. So Shri Shri Radharas Bihari Gaur Nitai Siddhanam Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ji Ki Jai, Vaishnavas Ki Jai. So he's telling Brahma, Adi, Devas and Munis and Siddhas and transcendental aspiring, they all cannot please you by their unsessional prayers. Then, Kim Toshtum Arhati Same Hari Rukrijate. Toshtum Manisantu, you know, Toshtum means satisfying you. That how it is possible that I can satisfy you? Who am from Ugrajati? Ugrajate. So Prahlad Maharaj is expressing his humility. Of course for him that is humility, but for us it is reality. That you have no qualification to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. But Vaishnavas can empower. So then we seek the blessings of all our seniors, His Grace Brajhari Prabhu, Mukunda Madhav Prabhu, Ramarup Prabhu, Gokuleshwar Prabhu, Asim Krishna Prabhu, Purushushan Prabhu, and Devidas Prabhu and Prabhuji and Sundar Chaitanya Prabhu and all the other Vaishnavas also to bless me so that I can do justice to my service. All these Vaishnavas are sitting. So and Lord Nityananda and my special master also. So then had little time to see this translation and purport. So I remembered when I had read this some time ago, separately I read this section because one senior devotee suggested that you read this, very nice. So I read this section, Vritrasur. And then when I had read this shloka, so there was a line, there is a line in this purport which I liked so much that I SMS'd to many of my friends. So when I was reading this purport today, yesterday night, and today morning again, so then that line was again picking my attraction again and again. This line is so nice. And I, unfortunately during my japa, so many thoughts are coming that this line should be the basis of the class. And just 10 minutes ago I realized that this is the line which I sent SMS also, when I read it first time, few months ago. So this one line is sufficient, on which we can speak for a long time. This is the second last line of the purport, essence of the whole message of this shloka. I'll read this line again. Anyone can be purified if he takes shelter of a pure devotee and molds his character according to the pure devotee's direction. Maybe I'll read again, it's very nice. Anyone can be purified if he takes shelter of a pure devotee and molds his character according to the pure devotee's direction. So very heavy line, very very heavy line. So how everything we can change, clothes, shikha can come, tilak can be nice, name can be changed, Brahman thread can also come, shaving can also happen, and that too can happen very fast given we are in ISKCON. Sometimes we see some devotees joining temple and within 1.5 years they are worshipping Radharasa Bihariji. Or 2 years, maximum 2 to 2.5 years they are worshipping Radharasa Bihariji also. So that is very fast, very 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 fast. You know, they say this process is very fast. Externally speaking this is actually ultra fast. But internally speaking, then this is the criteria. Molding the character. And this is the sum and substance of our teaching in ISKCON. That we have the power to mold the character. We means Srila Prabhupada only. And followers, his pure followers. So, when we say that we are not akin to other organizations, we are special, we are following pure Vaishnava Sampradaya. So this is what it means. That we hold the power to transform your character. Really. And we will discuss some examples how this can actually happen. So this shloka, Indra, sorry, I did not give the context. So Indra Prabhu is telling to our Vrittasur, the Asur, that because you have been able to overcome the illusion and you have been liberated, and that is why we have attained this exalted position of a devotee. Although you are Asur and I am Sur. So this illusion is what is not easy to get rid of. This illusion is not so easy to get rid of. And when this illusion we get rid of, then comes the chance for the character to be molded as per the will of according to the pure devotee's direction for good. The character can be molded then only. This illusion is dispelled. And that too, illusion becomes all the more given that we are born in India. And virtually everybody, we had some conception of spirituality or dharam karam before coming in touch with Krishna consciousness movement. So the illusion becomes all the more because we are in India. And the fact, the illusion is so much more that Srila Prabhupada also, almost for 30 years he struggled in India to make one sincere follower. You know, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. He struggled in India for 30 years. After joining 30 days, if there is no follower, then we feel that what is happening, is purification happening or not? There is, now 3 months have happened and there is no follower of mine. Nobody is coming to take guidance from me. I am now nice devotee. So Srila Prabhupada waited for 30 years. And still, the illusion is so much more illusion in India. So this illusion, dispelling this illusion, how Acharyas and the Lord does. So we'll be discussing 15 minutes on that, and then we'll take questions any are there. So there I have set of different examples from Lord, then from predecessor Parampara Acharyas, then Srila Prabhupada, then current Acharyas, then grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada, regular devotees. So then all of these examples, I will be elaborating the later examples more Because these people relate to our life in a day-to-day life and we know them. We know the finite details of these personalities and our personalities. And the former part, Krishna and other example, they'll be going a little fast to save time. So we know Bhagavad Gita. Krishna dispelled the illusion of Arjuna. Anaryam, Ajushtam, Aswargyam. Very strongly he dispelled the illusion of Arjuna that don't think that you'll go to jungle and you'll be very happy. No. Your spiritual master wants you to fight. And you got Paramvir Chakra by fighting and killing so many people. Then we can see that Narada Muni dispelling the illusion of whom? Who can tell? Narada Muni dispelling the illusion of Prachin Bharit. More Dhruva Maharaj. Okay, Dhruva Maharaj, okay. Narada Muni dispelling the illusion of whom? Mrigari. More? Actually, Daksha. By leaving the assembly, he dispelled his illusion. Actually, his illusion did not go away. More? Thousand sons of Daksha, okay. Narada Muni dispelling the illusion of? Sundar Chaitanya Prabhu ki jai. Who said? Valmiki also. So Vyasadev. And a very shining example. First canto. And Narada Muni chastising a little bit Vyasadev. That kya kar rahe ho? What you have written? So dispelled the illusion of Vyasadev. And that is why we are sitting here discussing Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Then one more personality in the jungle dispelling the illusion of somebody riding on a palanquin. Who can tell this puzzle? Yeah, Jada Bharat dispelling the illusion of Jada Bharat said, "Arey Baba, you are just a small king of this small district in Marathwada or whatever. And you know this small kingdom on the strength of which you are puffed up jumping up and down. I was the samrat of this whole planet. Do you know?" So then he was like, that was the final blow on Rahugan Maharaj. Rahugan Maharaj illusion. So then our Srila Prabhupada also was in illusion. So to say. Just to wake you up. So, who removed his illusion? Who can say? Raise hands. Who removed Prabhupada's illusion? Aniruddha Sarup Prabhu told. What was the illusion of Prabhupada? Who can tell? Raise hands. Aap toh bata diya ruko. Aur koi? Yes, Ruji. Bande Matram. Yes, so Prabhupada thought that jab tak azadi nahi milegi, to fir, what is the point? So they had a big illusion. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur crushed it. In first meeting only. Shoo, powder. Crushed to powder. And Prabhupada was very blissful. Big boj now alighted. Then, few examples from Srila Prabhupada's life. Actually, I want to put many more. But sorry, I could not put. I'll discuss few. So you must have read in Leelamrita. We'll just recall again. That one devotee was telling that how I was, Srila Prabhupada, I was chanting Hare Krishna and one red light came. One red light came in my chanting. And the devotee was so, I think she was from Mataji. So she was so, jubilant. Oh, I saw the red light, Prabhupada. And then she was expecting Prabhupada to glorify, my Lord, very nice, you are going on the path. So then Prabhupada said, don't worry, keep chanting, it will go away. So another time, His Holiness Badri Narayan Das Goswami Maharaj was telling this past time that how 1973, I think I'm quite sure 2073, Vyasa Puja Srila Prabhupada's It was second Vyasa Puja. First Prabhupada had taught how to do. Second, I think this was. Or this was the first Vyasa Puja. Prabhupada taught them how to do Vyasa Puja. Or this was second, I think, yes. So the second Vyasa Puja. And then devotees from different parts of America. This was in Los Angeles, if I'm not wrong. Quite sure this was Los Angeles. So devotees from all parts of America, they were coming and on the way reaching to the Vyasa Puja hall. So they were bringing very nice garlands, very nice presents, and big, big garlands they were bringing. Sometimes, you know, 2-3 devotees holding together one garland, so big. Holding and bringing and big garland offering to Prabhupada, Jai Shri Prabhupada. And everybody was so, you know, they were almost like in their own virtual competition that who has brought, which temple devotees have brought the biggest garland or the, you know, most interesting present or garland. They were taking pride in each other, big garlands, this and that. And Prabhupada could see that being an acharya. So then there is devotees from New Vrindavan. So poor as they were. So they, if I'm not wrong, Maharaj is telling, they picked up some flowers from New Vrindavan and some on the way, reaching Los Angeles on, by drive. So they picked up these flowers, small little flowers, and strung a garland, small garland, very simple. And when they reached there, so they were so humbled at seeing these big, big, beautiful garlands of other devotees. And Prabhupada could see from distance that these New Vrindavan people, they are hiding some garland or something, small garland. And Prabhupada, as so smart he was as a fox, so he must have understood that maybe they have brought simple garland from New Vrindavan. So Srila Prabhupada, you know, by the wave of his hand, pushed the crowd aside. Prabhupada referred that, okay, please come here. What is that? So they, very humbly, they, you know, with very humble hands, they offered their small garland to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, and Prabhupada first pushed, removed all the big garlands, all big garlands, and then Prabhupada accepted that small little garland. And Prabhupada saw it, then smelled it, and Prabhupada said, fresh flowers, nothing like that. So, nothing like that. So in one few words, Srila Prabhupada dispelled the illusion of so many devotees taking pride in their big garlands. Similarly, another time a devotee wrote to Srila Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, you know, I am so inspired by you and your great acharya. You are spreading this mission of Lord Chaitanya all over the world, and I want to help you. I want to extend a helping hand and distributing this mercy all over the world and all of this and that. Like a big letter he wrote. So Srila Prabhupada wrote back to him that first you save yourself, then we will think of distributing this mercy to others. Another devotee wrote to Srila Prabhupada that, Srila Prabhupada, I am so fallen, I am so useless actually, I cannot do any services properly, and I am so non-scholarly and this and that, and I am like very small. So I, you know, please forgive me and please accept me still, please give your mercy to me also. I am so fallen. And Prabhupada replied to him that, yes, I need many fallen, useless people like you to spread this mercy of Lord Chaitanya all over the world. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. Another time, and this was, if I'm not wrong, that Montreal Church lecture or Los Angeles lecture, Badrinarayan Maharaj only was telling. So at the end of the lecture, one person got up, either he was a Christian or a Hindu, I forgot, Maharaj told. So he got up and started, you know, criticizing Srila Prabhupada. Very much he was criticizing Srila Prabhupada. And then he went. So after he left, and all the devotees were almost spelling curses on him. That, you know, this, he'll go to this hell and that hell. And, you know, nothing will happen to him. Means no mercy he will get. And this, he's Prabhupada and Acharya of the jet age, Acharya, this and that. He's criticized Srila Prabhupada. And everybody was just like, you know, murmuring to each other. And, you know, so which hell he will go. Maybe new hell has to be created for him. You know, what new sort. So all were discussing like this. And Prabhupada was sitting there. And Prabhupada was seeing what is going on. These devotees are, you know, Vaishnavas are talking like this. So then Prabhupada just said one statement. He said, maybe we can forgive him. And all the devotees, they just kept quiet. They just could not speak even one word. And they could see that how Srila Prabhupada, although amidst us, he is so far away from us, He can act on a plane where we cannot even in our dreams reach. He can act on that plane. All were thinking the curse, you know. Prabhupada said, maybe we can forgive him. And everybody realized that yes, we are Vaishnavas, we are supposed to forgive also. Of course, in one sense they were right also. But this is another side of understanding. Another time, Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, and if I'm not wrong, this was the very first few times he took devotees to show Vrindavan. You know, you just imagine if your guide is Srila Prabhupada, Vrindavan Yatra guide, Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was taking them on Vrindavan Yatra, and if I'm not wrong, this was Radha Kund. Quite sure I am. So, devotees and Srila Prabhupada reached on the bank of the Kunda. And Malati Mataji was telling personally this past time in Vrindavan once we were hearing. So she was telling that how she used to have a small trunk in which she will keep some patra, some utensils and some small stove to cook for Prabhupada wherever he goes. There only she cooks and offers fresh prasadam to Srila Prabhupada. And she will carry some cereals and pulses and dal, etc., masala. And some sabjis she will pick on the way wherever they are going. So like this time also, it was around noon time. And Srila Prabhupada reached, if I'm not wrong, Radha Kunda. And then Srila Prabhupada was telling, okay, all the devotees, you can get fresh, you can take bath. And then after that we'll have prasad and then we'll leave. So devotees, their prasadam was going to come from somewhere else. And Malati Mataji, she had surely enough picked up some vegetables on the way to reaching here. And she was supposed to cook now for Prabhupada somewhere. So they saw that Samne, in front, there was a big wall. And there were many rooms in that. So then she took a room for herself where she can cook. And in one of the rooms, Srila Prabhupada went with his massage person who can massage Prabhupada. So when she went to the other side of the room, she saw that actually it's just one wall only. That side of the room is just open field. It was looking like so broken. If you see old photos of Radha Kund and Rupa Goswami Samadhi, everything was shattered and broken things, old. So then she went to the other side of the wall and she was cooking. And then she brought the bhoga. She offered the bhoga. And then she brought the plate, hot chapatis and sabji rice or whatever. So and then by that time, all the devotees had taken bath. And they were sitting with Prabhupada and just few minutes talking. So then when she was bringing this, you know, fresh prasadam plate. So suddenly, two dogs, they were, you know, almost like big, big dogs and coming and barking, bow, bow. So she understood that they want this, you know, food. So she was very much, you know, scared that they should not spoil this prasadam Srila Prabhupada. She was very carefully trying to bring to Prabhupada. And by the meantime, if I'm not wrong, two devotees were there in Prabhupada's disciples who were getting charged up to shoo these dogs away. And they were just getting charged, ki inko ya to marenge, ya to patthar mare, something, getting charged up. And Prabhupada could see that these disciples are getting anxious and they will, you know, do something with this dog, they'll hit or something. So then suddenly Prabhupada got up, took the plate from Malati Mataji, kept it, took one chapati, tore it in two pieces, and so Prabhupada went towards the dog and threw one chapati towards this side and one chapati towards the other dog, and Prabhupada said something, take prasad, Hare Krishna. And the two dogs, they took the half of chapati and then they went away. And so the devotees are here and Srila Prabhupada turned his back and he was doing giving to dogs. And then Srila Prabhupada turned around and told the devotees, all the devotees, you never know who they are. This is Vrindavan. So then Maharaj Maharaj was telling that our illusion was dispelled, that we are in Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan. And here is a Vrindavan wala, Vrajabasi. A real Vrajavasi who has that vision to see Vrindavan. Next, another is, if I'm not wrong, this was some beach, I forgot. So Srila Prabhupada was going for his morning walk on the beach and all the devotees also accompanied Srila Prabhupada. That was their luxury for morning walk, beach. And Gurudas Prabhu was doing some service. And suddenly he saw that all the devotees are heading on the way and Prabhupada is heading and the devotees are going with him and they are already out of the temple and they will be just marching past, you know. So he thought, if I go inside and to get chapel or whatever, then, you know, they may go a little far away and then I may miss something. So he just, without chappal, without slippers, he just started running and joined the team of Prabhupada morning walk devotees team. So then he was walking beside the beach, and because the team was big and he wanted to keep close to Srila Prabhupada to be able to keep hearing what he is telling. So then he was climbing some rocks, small rocks were there on the beach. He was climbing on them, and some were very, pointed also. So he was climbing on them and going to make fast way and reaching Srila Prabhupada. So when he was climbing like this only he was walking. So Prabhupada saw that he is not wearing shoes. And he is, pointed small pebbles and mountains. It can really hurt him severely. So Prabhupada said, "Gurudas, what you are doing? You don't have shoes." So Gurudas Prabhu said, "Prabhupada, when I am with you, I don't feel any such pain." Then Prabhupada said, "Why don't you cut your throat?" "Then why don't you cut your throat for me?" So then Prabhupada dispelled his illusion that don't be whimsical, be practical, that if already I am giving you so many austerities to perform in your Krishna conscious life, why you are adding unnecessarily more? Be practical. Then second last example of Srila Prabhupada I'll give. So Vrindavan early days, when Prabhupada had just shifted to his rooms, our Srila Prabhupada's house in Vrindavan. So it was just constructed and Srila Prabhupada had shifted. And the whole temple was under construction site only. Only Prabhupada's rooms were still, the walls were wet and all. And Prabhupada's room had been completed and he had shifted in his own rooms. So every morning, he used to come out of his room and go towards his morning walk. After his midnight writing, whole night, he used to take bath and go for morning walk. And devotees, they would stand outside his room and to welcome him, offer obeisances and Jai Srila Prabhupada and everything. So one fine day, Srila Prabhupada had just come out of the room and there is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, His Grace Vishal Prabhu. Many of you may be knowing. So, and he is little big body and has a big paunch. So like a typical Indian fashion Brahmana. So he was standing there and he had learnt this translation of Shloka number 22, Canto 1, Chapter 1, where the Rishis are glorifying Suta Goswami. So Rishis are glorifying the personality whom they are going to hear from, Bhagavatam or something. So they are glorifying that how it is our good fortune. And so this Vishal Prabhu, said the same translation to Srila Prabhupada. And he said, "Srila Prabhupada," please hear attentively, it's very funny. "Srila Prabhupada, we think that we have met your goodness by the will of providence, just so that we may accept you as captain of the ship for those who desire to cross the difficult ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all the good qualities of a human being." So a big paunch, like holding his hand like this, and he said this nice translation in a very, style of Brahmanas. So then Srila Prabhupada was standing there, and Vishal Prabhu was standing there like this, and Prabhupada looked at him. Prabhupada looked down, and Srila Prabhupada saw that this khadda, ditch is there, small ditch ko kya kehte hain? Khadda. The small khadda is there in this pathway, and the water, dirty water is filled up in this. Dirty, very dirty water looking here. And he is talking this, "With the will of providence we have met you as the captain of the ship," and this and that. And Prabhupada said, in a very, commanding voice, "Is this the will of the providence that this khadda has to be filled like this with the dirty water and remain it like this only?" So then in 1 second all his, illusion was, "Yes, yes, Prabhupada." Then immediately he got down on the knees and starting to clean this. So how sometimes we are in a different zone, and acharyas, they make us practical devotional service to Krishna to satisfy our seniors, our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, acharyas, by preaching. And then last example I'll give of our Juhu. So when devotees told Srila Prabhupada, "We are from, western countries, we need doorknobs and tap water, running water from taps. We cannot live like this." Then Srila Prabhupada said what? Who can say? What Srila Prabhupada said? Four or five words. Yeah. "Don't you want to get purified?" So how many words? "Don't you want to?" Six words. Six words and it is done. Juhu temple came up. This is the power of acharyas. 6 words only, and never again the devotees felt those kind of inconveniences. The whole illusion was dispelled that we have come here not to become some dhyani yogis and peaceful, comfortable. No, we are here to give our life and soul for the mission of our spiritual master Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. One statement and they understood everything. Similarly, Subal Prabhu was counting cement bags in Vrindavan. So we know Srila Prabhupada said something like that to him. So many examples we can see how acharyas. Then I'll give you some current examples. Recently one devotee was telling that how one devotee was talking to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. And he was telling that, Maharaj, how this Vada farm is so nice. And it's a nice kacha roads and nice bullock cart. And devotee sitting in this bullock cart and slowly Vedic style going from this place to that place of the farm, and very peaceful life, very village life, very nice. And the city life, city temples and city life, so much running, passion, this and that. Maharaj, this Vada farm is so nice. And it is very nice to hear that. It's very logical understanding. But Maharaj, from his plane of understanding, he replied what? He said that two devotees sitting in a Vedic setting, in Vada farm, in a bullock car, driving slowly, maybe talking Prajalpa. Whereas two devotees in this city temple, running busy life, passionate life of city, in the temple, then they are working so hard and they may be talking Krishna Katha. So which is better? Another time, His Grace Gaur Krishna Prabhu was mentioning this example. That in 1984-85, when they were doing Padayatra, so there was one devotee who was creating a lot of difficulties. Typical difficulty he was doing repeatedly, and he was given 6 chances, 6 warnings he had been given. And now it was time, high time to remove him. So they almost made a plan, so almost finalized that he is going to be removed now. And one moment last, they went to His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj. That Maharaj, this is too much and this, and now we are going to remove him. And this will solve all our problems. And Maharaj had one line and changed the whole scene. Maharaj said, very nice, but this is about solving your problem. What will happen to him? Have you thought about that? And the devotees, they could not speak anything. And then Maharaj said, call him, I will talk to him. And then Maharaj called him and talked to him for a few minutes. And Maharaj explained, see, we have given you 6 chances. We have given you 6 chances. And this is no chance. Just out of love of devotees, we are giving one final take. If you want to improve, then you can stay. Otherwise, you can go. It's just out of love. Now we have exceeded the limit of tolerance. It's out of love, we are just giving one chance. And that devotee actually... Later on, Gaurakrishna Prabhu, Radharaman Maharaj, I think he asked Gaurakrishna Prabhu or somebody, that actually that devotee understood that love of Lokanath Swami Maharaj, and he actually changed. And actually became a good devotee and stayed with the devotees and continued his Krishna consciousness journey. Another example I'll give of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, that once I was talking to Maharaj, few minutes only I got, so then in that... Maharaj is telling that how this devotee is, one devotee is not doing very proper way of doing things, and how he feels that he has preached to so many devotees and this and that. So Maharaj is telling, and sure enough I also feel like that we preach to devotees and we bring students or youth or whatever. Then Maharaj said that no, he should understand that he is not alone. The whole infrastructure of ISKCON is behind him, because of which he could preach. And that was like so nice. Later on I was thinking on that. That is so, one statement can set the whole life. That yes, we preach outside in our small program in the house or here and there, and the devotee turnout is less. But here in the temple you can see our new bhakta getting filled up automatically only. Because temple is there, deities are there, Srila Prabhupada is there, his books are there, message, prasadam is there, devotees are there, kirtan is there, organization is there, management is there, Padayatra parties are there, books are there. Who has given all these things? Me or us? No. Srila Prabhupada. So So it is just little credit goes to me because I, you know, conglomerate all these things by mercy of Acharyas and speak. That much only. Which Srila Prabhupada already told in Gita preface. The only credit goes to me in this connection of Krishna consciousness movement is that I have tried to present the message as it is. I have tried to follow my Guru Maharaj. That much only. Whereas on the contrary, we take all the credit. So this was dispelling illusion. Then, one last example I'll give, that once I was talking to Sri Sundar Chaitanya Prabhu also. So then, I was telling Prabhu how some devotees deal improperly. And when I see that, you know, they deal improperly with you, so it's a little surprising. So how you still keep your conscience and you keep together thing, you keep things together and still you keep calm and composed and proper attitude. So then, you know, I was telling Prabhu, you know, how they can do like this, this and this. So he was telling, yes, I also know they do like this sometimes. And they sometimes lie also to me. And they do like this. I know. But still I'll be good to them. Because my spiritual master will be happy. So such things we can see. Why I gave this last few examples. And we can understand that somebody may be asking this question. Oh, Srila Prabhupada physically is not present. And our spiritual masters or acharyas, current acharyas, you know, they are traveling so widely. Where do we get to see them or talk of associating with them? So then how to understand this dispelling of illusion of by acharyas to us? And we can see that if we are sincere, then even around us, if we have proper attitude in Krishna consciousness, advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. If we have proper attitude, even our immediate seniors, our colleagues, our juniors, they can also dispel our illusion. Like Srila Prabhupada said that, you know, this man told me, ki magazine likhne se kya hoga, you write books. Prabhupada accepted. Somebody told, Jek Sanyas, Prabhupada accepted. So if we have proper attitude, then even from a prostitute, Avadhut Brahman can learn a lesson. Even if we have proper attitude, even a sinful person outside, he can teach us a lesson which can help us advance in Krishna consciousness. Forget acharyas, forget Srila Prabhupada, forget current acharyas, forget our seniors. If we have proper attitude, even outside karmis can teach us lessons. To the extent of Avadhut Brahmana getting a lesson from prostitute of all the things. So, but this proper attitude we have to carry on always. Not that during new bhakta training we have to carry. One new bhakta once, you know, just before passing out, he came to me. I say, we are friends, so he came to me and pranam, Prabhuji, Ashirvad Dije. I said, what happened? Prabhuji, do mahine mein chhutkara mil chhut jayenge. Ashirvad Dije. So in my heart I said, your whole training has gone for waste. This is what you have learned. So attitude is the whole thing. And then this illusion dispelling, what to talk of, you know, great acharyas. Even sinful outside people can change our attitude, can remove our illusion if we have proper attitude. And many of us have come having such experiences outside in the world. Many of us have come to Krishna consciousness like that. Like recently one student was telling me that in 11th class, he was in a hostel, boarding hostel. So then once outside the hostel or in the college or outside the corridor of the hostel something, one young lady came with, you know, very young lady to take admission in the college or something. And in the hostel, all the boys, you know, they were talking, oh, a very nice young lady has come. Let us go to see her. So everybody in the name, somebody in the name of filling water bottle, somebody in the name of going out for some work, everybody is coming out and seeing this, you know, trying to see this young lady. And this student who is now a devotee, he said that, you know, he also went out in the name of filling water bottle and to see that young lady. So then when he saw that young lady, he's a very nice lady. So then he saw that, you know, his mother also, her mother also sitting next to her. But she is not very attractive looking, very old and this and that. And then he said, first time Rohit, I realized that this is the real side of the story. The mother and, you know. So if we have proper attitude, even if we are not devotees, we can get good understanding like this and we can come to Krishna's lotus feet seriously. And then if we carry this proper attitude, which is important, not that after new bhakti training we forget this attitude. If you carry this attitude after new bhakti training for at least 5 years, not 5 years, till the whole life, till the last breath, then we will be able to get the mercy of Krishna till the last breath. Like here on this seat only once, Kalakanta Prabhu from Florida was sitting during GVC meeting 2009 or 10. And he was telling, Krishna will push you to the last. He did like this. Krishna will push to the last. He will push you till the last and check you. And till the last he will push you. And then he will see that he wants mercy. So then he will give you. And this mood of Yogyata vichare kichu nahi pai tomara karuna sar. Karuna na haile kandiya kandiya prana na rakhi boar. Gurudev kripa bindu diya karo ei dase trinpe khati na. So this, if we carry this attitude, then we will be able to receive anyone's dispelling of our illusion in good spirits, and that will only encourage us to go to Krishna's lotus feet. Getting clothes, post, position and other such other things, they are today and tomorrow they will be gone. But if we accept this illusion dispelling properly, with proper consciousness, keeping always good attitude, then we will be purified and we will be very happy. A real happiness of Krishna consciousness remembrance. Thank you very much for your patience. And any questions are there? Maybe 9:10 ho gaya. If any question is there, maybe one. Or else we can discuss. One question, Prabhuji, should we take? No? Okay, one question. Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah.
He says, when he says, because two devotees in a Vedic small village and two devotees,
yeah,
they give the examination speech. What was the message actually? No?
Message was that don't just think that Vedic life of a farm in a bullock cart is going to be Krishna conscious. Mm-hmm. No, you can be Krishna conscious anywhere. Whether it's a city temple of passionate city temple or a fada farm of goodness. Mm-hmm. And you can be in Maya anywhere. We can see Kala Krishna Das, we can see Chota Kala Krishna Das, na? Like the examples like this. We can see our own selves. Sometimes we have a spiritual master and still looking around here and there. Thank you very much for your question. We can take personally. One question only allowed. Personally we'll take. Shri Prabhupada ki. Itai Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Shri Prabhupada ki. Itai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much.